Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at it on a victory Monday. Chiefs win 37-20.
God, it felt good yesterday watching that game.
I know that I'm hard.
Better believe it. Celebrated my sister's birthday.
Nice.
Shout out to Summer. Woo. Happy birthday to her.
How nice. Old?
41.
Ooh, she hit the 4-0 plateau, and then you know what happens then. It's all downhill from there.
And it's all downhill. But yeah, Chiefs win, Chargers lose, Raiders lose. Let's go, Jake Browning in Cincinnati, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Let's get some Bengals love tonight against Drew
happen.
Nixon.
Oh, man.
And the Denver Broncos. I mean, it literally could happen.
It could totally happen.
No, it definitely could. I don't think anybody's sold on the Denver Broncos at this point in time, and clearly nobody's sold on the Cincinnati Bengals. They're more focused on the Reds right now in Ohio. Mm. Congratulations to them getting the final playoff spot yesterday.
Right.
And knocking the Mets out, which is just joyous.
I don't think I'm going to come back on my player option.
Get out of here, Pete.
Why are you saying that at the end of the year? You know what that told me?
They care about themselves.
That's exactly right. And you want to know why the Mets collapsed? You got Pete Alonso seconds after one of the most debilitating collapses in baseball mm-hmm. history saying he's opting out.
You know, you can't spell Mets without me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can't
four letters in the name today. First two are M-E.
M-E. That's exactly right. But you wonder why, like the difference in culture and things like that. This Mets team.
Look at the Mets. Tell me who wins.
Exactly. It's all about the culture. And then the guy doing the Terry Francona impersonation
Insane.
All day yesterday in the locker room was fantastic.
That guy's still drunk.
My daughter and I were watching that. She goes, what the hell is that guy doing? I go, I don't know, but it's awesome.
Yeah, AL side of the playoffs in the early rounds looks awesome.
Yes, it really
AL
does.
AL side. Yeah. AL side, Boston Yankees. Yep. Winner will go play Toronto. Oh, by the way, the collapse that's happening, Detroit, Cleveland, they'll play again.
Yep.
Winner will go play Cal Raleigh, the big dumper in Seattle.
That's so cool.
Can't wait for that side. That starts tomorrow, I think at noon
yeah.
is when the playoffs yep. start tomorrow. So
tomorrow's like the best day of the year if you're a baseball dork because games begin at noon. You get the afternoon fall shadows, and I just love looking at a baseball field in the afternoon in October yeah. with the shadows out there and the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. Tomorrow's going to be a good day.
Yeah, we've done it 10. Got to get out early.
Got to get out early tomorrow. There's no question
gotta
about that.
Got to get the first
that.
Pitch. Yeah. Man. You know what I mean? Got to get to Hy-Vee, get all the grub, get it set up, get
yeah.
ready to go.
Got to get to Hy-Vee today, actually,
yeah,
Dusty.
You get a lot of money off your gas.
Yeah, you are. 37 cents per gallon today when you spend $37 or more at Hy-Vee. That's your fuel perks. I'll be over there afterwards and get my food on, if you will, at Hy-Vee because 37 cents per gallon is a big savings on your gasoline. So get into Hy-Vee today, use your fuel perks, scan that card, and get 37 cents off per gallon when you spend $37 or more at Hy-Vee today.
Never in your life have you ever heard of the expression, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Plays more effectively than that. Guy that was on the sidelines, Josh Klinger, he'll join us later on today about 8:30.
Yep.
Derek Johnson, former middle linebacker, he's going to be jacked up because he knew this was coming. He'll join us at 7:20.
Oh, you know who's jacked up today?
Josh Vernier.
Sean Smith.
Oh, God. Well, he's mad that Butker didn't go to the dispensary to get his mind
he
right.
He is.
Butker, let's very vaguely talk about a few negatives in this game. I think we are all on the same page that we are no longer comfortable seeing Harrison Butker kick it from 40-plus.
No, I'm
they
not,
got a kicking problem.
I'm not even – I don't even know where I'm comfortable right now at this point with Harrison Butker.
Extra points.
Maybe. He missed one of those already this year, didn't he? Missed, what, five kicks this year already? Four field goals and an extra point, I think, is what he's done.
Trouble in paradise.
It really is. I mean, when he trots out there right now, and I love the term trot out – but he trots out there right now, and you're thinking, this is not a gimme anymore. This is not automatic for Harrison Butker anymore.
And that's what I was saying last week. When he goes out there, I'm no longer, you know, getting up, getting the next beer, showing the frisbee, like, made it. Yep. Now it's like, I'm going to stand and watch before I walk into the kitchen. I'm going to be like,
I missed another one because you had a chance to get to 40 yesterday. Think about a 40-cent savings at Hy-Vee today, man. That's a huge savings. He cost me 3 cents per gallon. I'll tell you what. So Harrison Butker, though.
Falco against Boston College. Cost me 3 cents, man.
It did. He cost me 3 cents per gallon, man.
Anybody
Come
else have
on.
Anything better going on during that day?
But we're no longer with a luxury kicker. We don't longer have a I'm going to say it. I don't think he's a reliable kicker at this point in time. And that means you have to change your offense up a little bit. It's no longer just get to like the 45-yard line and boot one through and feel good about yourself. You're going to have to get down to like the 20-yard line now to give Harrison Butker a chance, because Harry ain't kicking good right now, man. And it went from something that was such a luxury and something that was such an automatic to something that I don't know anything. He's missed five kicks, as we said. It's more than he's missed all of last year.
Not good. It's not good. It's Bob gives it a ton of references all the time. It's a closer.
Yeah.
He's the guy that goes out there and he's supposed to go 1-2-3, and now it's, you know, first batter walks, next batter gets a hit, first and third, nobody out. Sometimes you get the double play, or you get the pop out followed by a double play, or you get the three strikeouts, but it's not like it should be. You should be able to see your closer come in, relax, be like, okay, should be all right, and then you should see your kicker come in that we've seen in the past. And again, time waits for nobody, right? Like, it just keeps going. And maybe now we are starting to see the effects of getting older in the league of Harrison Butker, because it is maybe the one point of concern that I saw, because three sacks, I'll take that. 20 points, take that. Justice Hill had that huge run at the end of the game.
Give him credit for not quitting like Lamar did.
Well, yeah. Hamstring injury is what they're saying.
I mean, immediately after he went down, I was getting texts from people inside that building yesterday that were saying, I don't know how real this hamstring injury is for Lamar Jackson. There's a good feeling inside the arena there yesterday, the stadium, that he just said, I'm out, I'm done. And
that's what it looked like.
Put a little bit of an ice pack on his hamstring, if you will. And the coach wouldn't answer it after the game yesterday. You know, people were asking him about it. And so where there's smoke, there's fire in that situation. But Lamar started great yesterday, right? 5 of 5, right down the field for a touchdown. How many quarterbacks are really good once the 15-play script ends in the NFL these days? Because Lamar went right in the doghouse after the script ended. We've seen Caleb Williams go into the doghouse after the script ends. We see a lot of guys go into the doghouse after that script ends. Even Jackson Dart a little bit yesterday kind of went into the doghouse.
There was a lot of Dart went into the doghouse.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, after that, he just relied on his legs.
And then he pulled his hamstring a little bit yesterday, too, during that game. And so he was unreliable with his legs. I look around this league, and it's like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, once the script ends, I have confidence in them. How many other quarterbacks really excel once that script ends? We see those first drives that are outstanding, and then guys never really do it again. And I think that's what we saw with Lamar. Credit the Chiefs for taking him out of the game and Steve Spagnuolo and the defense. But that script ended yesterday, and it looked like Lamar Jackson saw ghosts out there in Kansas City and couldn't get things going in the right direction. It becomes like a hodgepodge out there. Another reason why we're so fortunate to have Patrick Mahomes, because script or not, that dude's going out there and he's balling and he's making plays, just like they're showing Josh Allen on TV now, trucking, you know, some New Orleans Saints players. He's great off the script as well. There's not many guys in the NFL right now at the quarterback position that are good once those first 15 plays end. They're not good at improvising.
Well, and that's why for years, one of my biggest takeaways from Patrick Mahomes is a stat that not a lot of people tend to kind of love, and that is he is the number one quarterback when it comes to being improvisational.
Yeah.
And like, he has always carried that. And when he came out of college, his first thing was, he likes to break out of the pocket too quickly. His feet get a little happy. I understand that there are times when that shows. Yesterday that did not show. He was very happy and comfortable in the pocket.
He stayed in there forever, didn't he?
He saw the play to Xavier Worthy right out of the chute when he saw, what was it, Kyle Hamilton? Is that who was on him? No, Marlon Humphrey was on him.
Yeah,
and as soon as he saw him follow Xavier Worthy over there, I'm looking at my family. They go, man, I forgot what it's like to watch a game with Dusty, because I'm over here going, watch this. I go, watch the right side of your screen. All of a sudden, Xavier Worthy does a double move. Boom, he gets past him. There's that training camp video that you always see of Mahomes to Worthy over the shoulder, 20 yards.
It's really amazing how a weapon makes a huge difference for a team.
Of course it does. And it's amazing how when somebody doesn't have their weapons, right, everyone goes, well, they don't have their weapons. And when Mahomes doesn't have his weapons, well, have we seen the best of Patrick Mahomes in the past? Now Patrick Mahomes playing better than he has in the last year and a half. Looks great. That was the most solid, sound win this team has had since Christmas 2024.
See, I think it's the most solid win they've had since the Bears game in week three when Taylor made her appearance and they put up 40-some points, you know? Yeah.
I mean, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-19 on Christmas Day, and they won all three fields of the game from defense, special teams, and offense. They did that exactly yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mejio was great on kick returns and everything like that. The defense played well. Yeah, they drove down the field, got it stuffed down their throat, and then after that it was like, all right, and then there was the, you know, the play where they showed Spags dialing up, and they went to break. They didn't show anybody else. They showed Steve Spagnuolo. Yeah. Everybody knew exactly what had happened. They did the whole bend. They broke in the first drive. They let you have, like you said, your first 15. And then after that, the Chiefs just kind of settled in, did whatever they wanted, only punted one time the rest of the game, and that was the very end of the game.
The last thing, yeah.
It's like, okay, and you got to see Gardner Minshew. Ain't nothing better than giving a team the middle finger than being like, you had to play your backup. We chose to play our backup. How you doing? Pack the bags, extra day off. Let's get to Jacksonville.
Yeah, no, it's a great feeling when you can roll out that guy, whoever your backup quarterback is, because it's a laugher at the end of the game. And, you know, everybody needed one of those, right? Andy needed it. Patrick needed it. The fan base needed it. I think all people in Kansas City needed what we saw out of this team yesterday. It just felt good. Like, this is going to be a great week for everybody, because now, after that performance yesterday, against a team that, yes, they were banged up, it's still the Baltimore Ravens. And going into that game, we heard all the national nitwits picking against the Chiefs. There's no way the Chiefs can win. There's no way the Chiefs can win. I sat here on Friday and go, I just don't understand why the Chiefs are an underdog in this game. And I saw one text on Friday and said, oh, that's because you're a homer and you don't know what you're talking about. No, I still don't understand why the Chiefs were an underdog in this game when the Baltimore Ravens were banged up, but you still beat a good team. This is going to carry everybody all week. This is one of those wins that adds that juice to your step. Everybody's feeling good because there were a lot of people that were down. There were a lot of people in the building that were kind of down in the dumps, trying to figure things out, thinking, oh no, what's going to happen here? And they got their number one weapon back, and it created a weapon in the run game. It created a weapon in the pass game. It created a weapon all over the field yesterday by having Xavier Worthy back. And that's what makes this team tick. Being healthy, having your guys there. When this team is healthy, there ain't nobody in the NFL that's going to be able to stop them from an offensive standpoint, because they put up 37 yesterday without Rashee Rice. Get him back into the equation and let's see what we can do. And should have had 40 if the kicker doesn't miss a field goal again.
Solid one yesterday. Solid one. It is Monday. It is 6:30. It is time for us to get into our overreactions. There have been none said so far. It's just a team that finally got a weapon back on this team. They get Xavier Worthy back. It opened up Hollywood Brown, as you saw. It opened up Juju Smith-Schuster, as you saw. It opened up
everyone.
You
know, everyone. Different people caught a pass yesterday. It was from Patrick Mahomes. Rashard Smith opened things up yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank God they got back to the run game.
Bye, Pacheco.
Yeah.
Bye. See you later.
But even though he ran fairly well when he needed to yesterday, I think you're just down on. I think everybody's down on Pacheco now. Yeah. But that's what we said 3 years ago. We were laughed out of the building when we said, you're not. This is the only contract he's going to get. What do you mean? And now everybody's like, all right, here's Rashard Smith. Right. Mm. This is what they do. You're seeing it in real form right now. Now bring in a kicker. What's your overreaction?
Xavier Worthy led the team in rushing yards yesterday. You look at this game and you look at this
two
team.
Carries. Yeah.
Yeah. Two carries, 38 yards. Man, I don't know how much of an overreaction is. Vegas would tell me it's still got a little bit of overreaction hype to it. Patrick Mahomes is going to win the MVP. Patrick Mahomes has 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. Patrick Mahomes has thrown for 939 yards. He is averaging 6.6 yards an attempt, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. Not his fault, but it's an interception, say the least. He has a 61.3 completion percentage. That is insane to me when you look about that, when you think about Patrick Mahomes. 61.3 completion percentage, 939 yards, 6.6 yards an attempt, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. The guy's absolutely playing fantastic. Everyone said, oh, he's been terrible all year. He just went out to the Baltimore Ravens, but their defense is busted. I don't care. 9 touchdowns, 1 interception, or 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. He has 9 total, 2 rushing. There's something to be said here. because Xavier Worthy came back for the first time and he had the deep ball working. He's had it worked with Tyquan Thornton. And in 2 weeks from now, we'll be talking about the return of Rashee Rice. And then all of a sudden, it's buckle up, sit back and watch. Because right now, Josh Allen is the favorite to win MVP. There's a name. There's two names ahead of him or behind him. One of them is Patrick Mahomes at plus 1,000. If you want to feel like you want to join me in this today, because I will be doing it, you put money on Patrick Mahomes today.
Who's number two in the MVP voting?
I believe it was Lamar Jackson.
I was
going
to say,
Herbert.
Is it still like it? Really? You lost to the Giants? And then the other guy kind of quit on his team yesterday. They're not MVPs in my book right now. Patrick Mahomes should probably be number two behind Josh Allen.
Who has Josh nice Allen game. At plus 110, Lamar Jackson at plus 650, Justin Herbert at plus 700, Patrick Mahomes at plus 1,000.
When were those odds updated, Dusty?
This morning.
This morning?
Yeah, they're updated all the time.
Really?
Yeah, they counter.
You still have Lamar in there as an MVP favorite after yesterday?
Well, if he misses a couple of games due to a hamstring injury and Mahomes continues to play, which he will play, I think, well against Jacksonville, and then we will see what happens against Detroit, who I'm not going to get ahead of that game. It's still coming. They just obliterated the best defense in football, and if the Chiefs have a good defense, get ready. But my overreaction today is that right now, as of today, Patrick Mahomes will win the MVP of the league this year.
My reaction is probably twofold with the North. The AFC North is officially over. That thing's done. Pittsburgh is winning that division. Nobody is even going to come close to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North. They're sitting at 3-1. It's not because I'm in love with what, you know, is going on in Pittsburgh, but the other three teams in that division are a colossal mess. Baltimore, we saw yesterday. Cincinnati doesn't have a quarterback. And Cleveland's got a great defense, but they ain't got no quarterback either out there right now. So Pittsburgh is going to run away with that division. And I think also, too, when you look at the other North side of things, sorry, Mac, your team tied yesterday.
Who's my team?
Green Bay.
Oh, they're fine.
Kissing your sister yesterday with the Dallas Cowboys, a 40-40 tie. Detroit's going to run away with that division. They're showing me already. Wow. They are the superior team in that division, man. They are really, really good. I know they had to stumble on the first night, but they've been
against
exceptional.
Green Bay.
Against Green Bay, yeah. How funny that is. That's Green Bay's best performance, right? And Detroit's worse. And since then, Detroit's gotten better. Green Bay, they lost to Cleveland. They lost to the Dallas Browns and then come back and tie the Cleveland Cowboys. In back-to-back weeks, you lost the two of the worst teams in the NFL. Not lost. How do you describe a tie other than a sister kisser?
I still think the Ravens are going to win that division, but it is going to be tough.
Wow.
It's going to be tough.
How do you think they get past this Lamar thing?
Well, I think the Ravens are going to have seven or eight losses, or the Steelers, that is, are going to have seven or eight losses. So can you win 10 games? Have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what we're talking about here. Yeah. I think we're talking about 10 games.
I don't know that the Ravens can win 10 games. They're already at 1-3. That's
a long year, though, Bob. If this were the other way around, 1-3, the Chiefs are 1-3, lose that game, we're sitting here, it's fine.
But tell me about the leadership on the Chiefs versus about the leadership on the Ravens.
They were
1-2
last year, and they won their division, and they were the one seed.
You didn't see Lamar give up like he did yesterday. All the injuries that are on that Ravens team. Like, that sideline looked – yeah.
It's bleak.
That's the word to use. That sideline yesterday looked defeated. They look like they just got their asses handed to them, and they look like they would rather be anywhere else. I've only seen that look twice out of the Chiefs. It was both Super Bowl losses.
Yeah, yep, that's it, 100%.
And that's why I look at that Ravens team, and I'm like, if it's the Chiefs and they're 1-3, we still got Andy, we still got Patrick, we've got leaders. It looked like yesterday, other than Hill, everybody quit on that team yesterday in Baltimore. I've never seen the Chiefs quit. That's why I can't trust Baltimore. It's September, man, and you're already quitting?
I mean, they quit in the Super Bowl.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
I said
there's only been two times
where they've been lost.
Yeah, yeah, I would say Lamar Jackson yesterday was over. As soon as he fumbled, everybody was done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it was just like there's no life on that sideline.
He's been an idiot in the pocket, man. He just has not been good. He's been holding the ball too long. He's been hesitant. I don't know what he's doing, dude. He's got all of Thanos' stones, man. He's got all of them, but he doesn't know which ones to use. He's got all the Infinity Stones.
Even under the blitz yesterday, he stood in there and just threw awful passes.
I don't know what you're doing. It's weird with him right now. Yeah, mine's kind of, you know, I'll piggyback. Mine was kind of like Dusty's. I'll just piggyback and say the Chiefs will have the best offense in football when Rashee Rice is back. I already said it would be top five, but after seeing what they were yesterday, even with the lack of run game, they created, finally, Andy Reid was able to create the run through the pass. We saw little jet sweep, short runs.
Just give up. He used the wide receiver to run. That counts for
yes,
Andy.
Yes, it counts. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think Matt Nagy's talked about it. They call them run passes. Yeah. Well, they're passes, but they're really runs. And yeah. They were able to do that, scheme guys open. I mean, once Rashee Rice comes back, you'll have Juju Smith-Schuster as your fifth wide receiver.
Isn't it sick?
You'll have Jalen Royals, a guy that we don't know, just a bonus as like a sixth option.
We haven't even seen that guy.
Yeah, he played like 18 snaps yesterday. I don't think he got targeted. But
I think we're going to see him because he's just going to dissipate even more when Rice comes back.
But yeah, bet on Mahomes to win MVP. That would be it. And the Chiefs will have the best offense in football.
Yeah, I don't think that's an overreaction.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think, you know, you're getting healthy and everybody else is getting injured.
Yeah.
And Mahomes,
I mean, Mahomes is playing like the best player in football.
He is. He was brilliant yesterday.
And he has this whole season for everyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even when they were 1-2, he still was.
Yeah. I was reading something this morning about Mahomes not being that good this year. And I'm like, what are you guys watching? You're watching Red Zone again, aren't you?
Exactly.
You're already in the Likens Library in the fiction section. Sports Talk on 96.5, the favors.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.